It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. If you've been locked in, thank you very much. If you're just tuning in, thank you very much as well. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'm happy to be joining you, and I'll say this. Thank you for listening. If you're sitting in your car, thank you for listening. If there's an idiot in traffic, thank you for listening. If you got a passenger in the back of your Uber, thank you for listening. Are you sitting around with that coworker that you hate? Try to be nice. Try to be nice to that coworker that you do not like. Me? I got a bunch of coworkers, but I only work with one of them at a time, and it's Ryan Hickey. Makes it fun. Anyway, I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. We have had a busy day. Oh, my goodness. Adrian Griffin fired as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks are already talking to Doc Rivers to potentially replace him. It's been reported that Doc Rivers, he has already been informally advising Adrian Griffin, who was in his first year as a head coach. This man served as an assistant for the better part of 15 years. He finally gets a job, and he gets fired before we even get to the NBA All-Star break. Wild stuff. We also, speaking of coaches, we have learned that Jim Harbaugh, it looks like he's in the negotiation phase to become the next head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. I guess staring Michigan in the face and all the potential punishments that might come his way because of the sign-stealing scandal. Yeah, bruh. Take the NFL money and keep it moving. Michigan will be A-O-K. Not a problem. Not an issue there. Nick Sirianni has gotten rid of his offensive coordinator, Brian Johnson. He got rid of his defensive coordinator, Sean Desai, and Matt Patricia. It's been a busy day. Terry Rozier, he was traded from the Charlotte Hornets, who suck, to the Miami Heat, who need his shooting. Kyle Lowry is traded up to Charlotte, where he will probably be released or traded somewhere else or bought out. What a busy, busy day. And we've had a busy show. So thank you so much to Fernando Ramirez for joining us to talk Chargers. He covers the Chargers for the Sporting Tribune out in California. And thank you as well to Jake Fisher from Yahoo Sports. He covers all things NBA for Yahoo Sports. So we've had a busy show. If you've missed a minute of the show, all you have to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's really that simple, and you can listen to the show from the beginning. If you're listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, thank you very much. If you're locked in on SiriusXM channel 158, thank you very much. And if you got a smart speaker, thank you as well. You can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, and you do not have to lift a finger. Throughout the course of the evening, we also had more news. Tonight, we learned about the latest inductees into Cooperstown. Who the hell is going into the Hall of Fame next? The announcement was made not too long ago on the MLB Network. Let's take a listen to these men and their amazing accomplishments, and then listen to me provide oohs and ahs.
Our first electee was a superstar at the plate and in the field, playing 21 seasons for the Dodgers, Mariners, Red Sox, and Rangers. Today, Adrian Beltre becomes a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Amazing.
One of just 12 players in Major League history with 3,000 hits and 400 homers, he ranks 11th all-time in doubles and 18th all-time in hits with 3,166.
Played
the
forever.
Most hits ever by a third baseman.
Forever.
He became the first Dominican Republic native to reach the 3,000-hit mark. And when he retired, he had more hits than any player in Major League history born outside of the United States.
21
Our
years.
Second member of the class of 2024 played his entire career with one team, his hometown Minnesota Twins. Joe Mauer became the face of the franchise he grew up watching. During his 15-year career, he made 6 All-Star teams, winning 5 Silver Slugger Awards and 3 Gold Gloves behind the plate. And our third and final member of the class of 2024 played his entire 17-year career while wearing number 17 for the Colorado Rockies. Today, Todd Helton becomes a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Good for him.
A 5-time All-Star, he batted .316 with 2,519 hits, including 369 home runs and 592 doubles.
Coors Field.
The 20th best mark of all time.
Coors Field. Yeah, it's nice to play at Coors Field. If I played at Coors Field, I'd have me. Hey, Ryan, how many home runs you think you'd hit at Coors Field? How many in a season? Before the humidor. Before
in
the humidor.
Season before the humidor, like 65 probably. And a pop fly to the infield is out of there.
What are you on that Barry Bonds too?
I mean, I might be. You know, I mean, before the humidor was also probably before the time they were testing your pee. So,
oh,
you know, whatever goes. Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask. That's what they did with the greenies and all that other stuff, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it sucks. Congratulations, Todd Helton, getting into the Hall of Fame. I see it trending all over the place. It's just like. Coors, not even Todd Helton is trending. I just see Coors Field trending on X, on Twitter, whatever this stupid disaster app is. And I feel a lot of it, I know, is directly related to Todd Helton getting into the Hall of Fame. I guess people will say the same thing about Larry Walker. Just give him a break, man. They showed up. They went to work. It's not their fault that they played in that thin-ass air. If Ryan Hickey was hitting 65 home runs, me, I'd try to do a 40-40. I'd be content. Give me 40 home runs. I'll steal 40 bases. And maybe in that thin air, I catch an asthma attack. I have no idea. Congratulations to Adrian Beltre. Congratulations to Joe Mauer. Unfortunately, this man got knocked around behind the plate. His brain rattled around all the time with the concussions. And then Todd Helton. Jim Leland also got in to the Hall of Fame as a manager. He was not voted in. By the 400 writers, but he got in by one of these ridiculous committees that they've now added. No Gary Sheffield. Gary Sheffield, this was his final year on the ballot with the baseball writers. If Gary Sheffield is to get into the Hall of Fame, it's going to have to come via one of these player committees, similar to how Fred McGriff got in more recently, I believe, last year. So, look. It's going to take some changes. Alex Rodriguez didn't get in. Manny Ramirez didn't get in. Maybe these dudes will get in when they are old as dirt. But things are going to have to change. You know, I don't know if this is a terrible thought or a terrible idea, but when I think about the approximately 400 writers that vote for the Hall of Fame, why do I feel, and I know a lot of them are not, I feel a good majority of these voters are sitting down at typewriters with pipes in their mouths. And I know that might be pushing it. I'm being quite a jerk here. But how many of the baseball writers, you know, are up to date with the new world? How many of the baseball writers are just old dudes sitting around holding a grudge? I want to know, not really, but I want to know who the hell is voting for these guys, right? Like, Alex Rodriguez one day will get in. By the time he's off of the ballot, if he doesn't get the 75% that you need to get in, Alex Rodriguez is going to be like 60 years old. He's going to be 50, I believe, this year. He'll be near 60, and then you got to wait a few more years after that. Some tough going. Times change and things do. Games change, and, you know, maybe one day Alex Rodriguez will be forgiven. Maybe Alex Rodriguez will find his way into the Hall of Fame. But congratulations to the men that went in, Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, Todd Helton, and Jim Leland. And speaking of times changing, this is sports entertainment, right? These guys are still athletes. Don't tell some of them that they're not athletes because they are. Some of the first news for today. Wasn't the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It wasn't that. It wasn't Adrian Griffin getting fired. It wasn't Jim Harbaugh, you know, on his way to a contract with the Chargers. The first news that was strategically released at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time was two things. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, better known as just The Rock, is joining the board of directors for TKO, which is that new endeavor, the new company, with the WWE and the UFC combining forces. Just think about this for a second. The Rock, who played football for the Miami Hurricanes, became one of the most successful professional wrestlers on planet Earth, then went into Hollywood to become Hollywood's highest paid actor, comes full circle and is no longer just a quote unquote an employee of the WWE or WWF, as it was formerly called. The Rock went from working for the organization to being on its damn board of directors. And as a part of his deal, he was also given the copyright and the ownership of the name The Rock, which the WWE owned. Like, that is really full circle, where you become such a big star that you basically are sitting here at the top of the organization. And that's not the only big news. And you want to talk about change in the world of sports? How about Monday Night Raw, which I believe has been in existence since 1992, 1993? The majority of these years, Monday Night Raw has been on the USA Network. Monday Night Raw is no longer going to be on traditional cable. Monday Night Raw, next January, is moving to Netflix. Netflix has purchased the rights to Monday Night Raw for the next 10 years for $5 billion. They're going to be paying the WWE $500 million for the next 10 years to put on Monday Night Raw. And SmackDown, which is currently on Fox, that is moving to the USA Network on Friday nights. And so the WWE has said, screw cable, we're going to stream. And so this was big news that came down the pipe. And I don't care if you hate the WWE or you love it, this is going to have future implications for the sports that you love, whether it's the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA. If you hate streaming, you're not going to love what's going to take place over the next several years. I told you about The Rock. Well, The Rock spoke to CNBC about his journey, about how he went from working for the WWE to being on their damn board of directors, and he even mentioned this change with the Netflix deal. Take a listen to this man, The Rock.
I think this move for us, for those who don't know, Ari certainly knows this. My grandfather wrestled in the WWE back when it was the WWF here in New York. My dad wrestled, and then here I come along. And I like to say that my grandfather, my dad, they never would have thought that something like this would happen. In that, I was able to sit at this table now, and that is a table that they helped build. So I do want to take a moment just to acknowledge this guy. There's no CEO in the world like this guy. We've known each other for 20 years. We've done a lot of big business together. And this is why you're seeing the, you know, I think these game-changing deals that he's making is a reflection, I think, of who he is. And when it comes
That's
to Netflix,
so sweet.
Absolutely. When it comes to Netflix, I'm excited about it too. 52 weeks live. That's a lot of Rock raising the eyebrow every week for Netflix.
Wow, that's big, man. We already have people complaining about the NFL on Amazon on Thursday nights. People tuned in and watched, right? I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Dolphins taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a Peacock exclusive. Yeah, people still tuned in to watch. The NBA, currently in the process of renegotiating its own television distribution rights. You don't think that the NBA ultimately is going to potentially move, let's say, the in-season tournament to a Netflix? You don't think it's going to move on to a streaming platform? Look, I'm not going to tell you that cable is done. I think cable will be around for decades more. But streaming is going to be the way of the future. That's just flat what it is. And how about this? Streaming isn't the way of the future. Streaming is right the hell now. Now, I get it. I understand. If you're Major League Baseball, do you need to stream a game on Sunday morning on Peacock? You know, probably not. Do you need to spread out everything all over the damn place just to take money? Probably not. But here's the facts, man. Fans will find it. Baseball is stupid, okay? Don't get me started on baseball. They don't know how to get out their damn way. But when you're the NFL, you're the NBA, they are doing a magnificent job doing two things. Making money. You want to know why sports has so much value? Hulu has made a little bit of a joke of it. It's because sports is live. You know, I love football. Are you binge watching 17 games of an NFL season? Probably not. When the game is on, it's on. When the game is over, it's over. Maybe you recorded it. Maybe you're watching highlights for the next 24 hours. Maybe you're watching it after you get in. Maybe you're checking it out in the morning time. You watch that. There's another game. Sports is live. Sports is in demand. And if you hate streaming, you got to get on board or you're going to be left behind. We've seen these deals already. The NFL with Amazon. The WWE with Netflix. ESPN is going to be moving forward with its own straight streaming platform. You can throw that cable box out the window. It's time to get with it, folks. Streaming is not going anywhere. And one of the most successful television programs of all time? Yeah, Monday Night Raw. Yeah. Probably the longest running thing in existence on cable. When that moves over to streaming, everybody else must pay attention. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you have any thoughts on this new streaming deal, the WWE to Netflix, if you have any thoughts on, you know, the world of sports streaming on Netflix, if you hate streaming, call me up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One thing I also realized, I think Netflix sent out a message. I think Netflix is going to be charging folks a little bit more. What a shock, right? Might as well strike while the iron is hot. Somebody has to come out of pocket and pay the WWE. And I guess that'll be you and or me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. And speaking of the WWE and the NFL, we learned today that there was an NFL player, one of the most controversial NFL players ever, or polarizing, I should say. He was offered a job to be in the WWE? I'm going to tell you who this NFL player is or was on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. Oh, I'm streaming on multiple audio platforms. I love streaming here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, shout outs to all the wives out there. I love a good wife. Hey, shout outs to the husbands. I love a good wife. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just told you amongst all the news that we received today, Adrian Griffin being fired by the Bucks. Jim Harbaugh looks like he might be negotiating his contract right now to join and lead the Los Angeles Chargers. We talked about the Major League Baseball. The Hall of Fame announcement came down. Todd Helton, Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer. They are your latest additions into Cooperstown. And then we got big business news that is going to really trickle down into the world of sports. Earlier today, we learned that the WWE, which is now owned as a part of a company called TKO, along with the UFC, the WWE now has a new distribution agreement with Netflix. Netflix is jumping into streaming live sports content. Yes, the WWE is scripted. Yes, it is sports entertainment. But damn it, $500 million a year for the next 10 years. That's a lot of money. And we see what the NFL has done with Amazon. Amazon is paying like $1 billion a year. We just saw Peacock / Universal NBC. They just paid for a wild card game more than $100 million. If you don't like streaming, damn it, you ain't going to be watching sports into the future as all of the leagues are looking for their next big deals. And speaking of the WWE, I can't leave this out. I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you have a thought on streaming of sports, by all means, call up and give me your thoughts. Give me your opinion. There was an NFL player. I guess I can call him a superstar. One of the most polarizing players that the NFL has seen. His name is Tim Tebow. And after Tim Tebow was, let's just say, dumped by the NFL, dumped by the Broncos, dumped by the Jets, dumped by the Patriots in 2013, Tim Tebow had a call. Tim Tebow had a meeting. Tim Tebow was approached by the WWE to ultimately wrestle the Big Show. It did not take place. You want some details? Hey, Nick Khan, who's helping to run the WWE, thank God without that Vince McMahon guy. Nick Khan talked about this on Pat McAfee's show. Listen.
Paul had called me, unsolicited call, and this is when Tim Tebow had just gotten cut by the Patriots. Paul called me, said, hey, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Paul Levesque. I said, oh, yeah, Triple H, I know who you are. I remember you as Terror Rising.
Yes,
his WCW. Former wrestling name from WCW, exactly. I said, I don't know who you are. He's like, oh, you know WWE? I said, yeah, I know WWE. I grew up a fan. I was an usher at WrestleMania 9 at Caesar's Palace. I said, what's going on? He said, hey, what do you think of Tim Tebow against the Big Show at whatever that WrestleMania was after the Patriots run? Oh, and I said, what do you think it? He offered some financial terms. I called Tim at the time. What do you think? Tim and I had then a top secret private meeting. Tim Tebow, myself, Vince McMahon, Triple H in Anaheim, California, about that. Ultimately, it didn't happen.
Ah!
I got a question. Isn't the WWE a little too dirty for Tim Tebow? I mean, Vince McMahon and Tim Tebow in the same room, wouldn't Vince McMahon go up in flames? How could Tim Tebow shake Vince McMahon's hand and not feel Satan? I don't know. I'm just saying. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ed is calling up from New York. Hey, Ed, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up? This is limo driver Ed. What's going on, brother?
I'm excellent. Ed, how are you?
All right. Well, listen, anybody you want to talk about the streaming, I just did 40 years of Comcast Xfinity. I know about it, brother. I started off when it was only a couple of channels, only HBO and a few channels. Now, today, we got thousands of channels. But one thing about our business is that what made everything go up during the pandemic is our internet sales. And you're going to need our speed. That's why we got Buku Mega Speed that's out there, because we knew for a fact is everybody would be streaming. And that's going to be the new technology. Now, a lot of elderly and a lot of complex that we do for senior citizens, they're keeping the cable boxes. They're not doing streaming. You know, they'll keep the box where they can turn any local channels and stuff like that. That's what they need. But that's how the business is today, bro. Everything is going to. Now, will the cable companies be hurt? Well, they won't have the sales of the cable boxes. But the internet sales, you have to have internet for everything in your home now. You know?
Let me ask you this. I don't foresee cable boxes going anywhere for the reasons that you just said. There's going to be a slow adoption for people right. who are just used to just pushing the button and the channel popping mm-hmm. up. Right. Do you see, and I don't know, is it going to be another decade? Are we looking at 15 years from now where every cable company pretty much says, it's not worth it for us to produce these cable boxes. we're just going to put this, the modem or whatever they call it, in your house for the internet. Are we ever going to see the cable box go away? It has to be not cost efficient somewhere down the line, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then you're going to have televisions coming out with the modem inside the TV. You know what I'm saying? There you go right there, brother. That's the idea, right? The modems will be in the TV itself. You may not need cable company, you know, because now TV is going to come out where they can probably put that in there. Right now, brother, when I started off 40 years ago, you know, things have changed. Who ever thought about the internet when I was working at Comcast? No, we never thought about that then. You know, until everything we had to start pushing and things started changing and, you know, we're getting everybody up and things have changed, man. Times have changed. But, yes, you're always going to still have the cable box. But, you know, but then, like I said, because Ellie ain't going to do it. But things will be changing. But, yeah, and look what you're paying for now. Everything will be streaming. You'll be paying more money for sporting events because look at these billions and billions of dollars that, you know, these businesses are doing. And I remember one time. And I put a little money into it. You know, if you look at Netflix, they was at Chapter 11, bro. Look at their stock now. Stock now. You understand me? But see, you have too many things out there. You got Hulu. You got all these different streaming sites. I don't know, but what's going to happen is they're going to start buying them up. Yeah. And even like my company, you know, like Peacock. You see, we got Peacock, Universal. We own Universal Studios. We own the Flyers. So, you know, that's how it is right now, man. But this is the time, and people are going to have to get used to it, you know. This is what we're going to be doing. But don't forget now, your prices on your internet will be going up.
If
you start streaming, you know, you ain't going to be paying, you know, you're getting away with it now, but it's going to keep going up.
All right. Well, Ed, thank you so much for coming through and dropping the inside knowledge. We appreciate it, man.
No problem. Well, happy New Year, you and your family. Y'all be safe, brother. I just happened to be trying to get the other channel that you be doing, and I said, "Yo, I'm calling. Nobody's answering the phone for the Nets game."
Oh, you call? Wait, you tried to call me on WFAN?
Yeah, because I heard you on the radio here. Yeah, because I went on the Autumn thing that I have my stream.
So Ed,
I'm in the car.
Well, hold on, Ed. We can't confuse people. Don't say anything for a minute. I got to make a disclaimer here. For every human being listening to the sound of my voice. On weekdays, I am here Monday through Friday on CBS Sports Radio talking to the entire country and Canada, nationally, North America. On Saturdays, I broadcast in New York City on WFAN. And so if you listen to me on Saturday, you're listening to me in New York. If you're listening to me Monday through Friday, I'm talking to the whole country. Just wanted to put that disclaimer out there, Ed. Hey, you can catch me Saturday on WFAN, okay?
All right, brother. I'll call you there. Hey, you my man. I got you, brother. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Ed, for coming through and dropping that knowledge. He said he works for the cable and the telecom company. He says we might as well get used to everything going on. And yeah, it is a fact. Joe is here from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, man, thank you for taking my call. You know what? This call, who's the guy? That guy right there, he said a mouthful. These subscriptions, all these networks like Paramount and Netflix, my wife and my baby girl, they love Netflix. And guess what? My wife was like, well, freaking wrestling. I might as well cancel my subscription. I say, nah, baby. I say, that's where it's going. No, listen to me. Yeah. I say, that's where it's going. I say, baby. Satellite is a thing of the past, you know, like all that, you know what I'm saying? It's just like all these networks, whoever is going to be the one that can chime in and get, like, the biggest deal. When I heard the numbers that you said from that with the WWE, and I used to watch wrestling when I was a young kid. I don't watch wrestling no more because, like you said, it's scripted. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? But, no, I mean, I'm just like, whoever chimes in and gets, like, can get all these sports network, man, it's gonna be something, man. I'm telling you.
Well, everybody got they toe in the water. We know the NFL is working with Amazon. We know MLS is working with Apple TV. The NBA is likely to announce a new streamer. I would think at some point over the next 6 months. This is the way the world is going. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for calling from Houston, man. No doubt about it. Hey, I want to ask our guy. Hey, Ryan, Marco is hanging out with us.
Yo,
Marco, how are you, man?
What's going on?
I'm good. When you heard this today, that Monday Night Raw is going to be on Netflix. I remember when Monday Night Raw, the first episode in Manhattan Center in New York, I think it was on USA Network. Mm-hmm. There was no such thing as Netflix. Mm-hmm. And now we got a WWE that is getting $5 billion to move what are the probably the longest running show on cable to streaming service. What do you think about how streaming is just changing sports?
It, you know, I just don't know what the end game is. I know you kind of talked about it before. I heard you talk about the caller. I don't know. Can we keep up? Like, obviously, cable is going to eventually go by the wayside because we can't keep this up. We can't have all the different streamings and the cable and the NL. It gets to the point where people are not going to be able to afford this. So what's the end game? Is it going to be that cable goes away, we have all the streaming, and we're kind of a la carte for ourselves? Or is it eventually winds up being where we talk about, like, the smart TVs. Can we get to the point where whatever you watch, you get charged for at the end of the month?
I think that's – I don't know if what, charge what you – what?
It's almost
pay
like,
for what you watch?
Basically, yeah. You figure out whatever it is, because I don't know if the streaming and the cable company – at some point, somebody's going to have to merge to figure out – that was the whole reason we got cable basically in the first place, and that's where the monopoly turned into, because we wanted more. We got to figure out a way that makes it profitable for obviously the companies, but also – the ability for all of us to keep up with this, because it's getting out of control, and I don't know what the end game is going to be.
Yeah, I think our caller who hit us up from one of the telecom companies, I think he hit the nail on the head. At some point, we are going to see a consolidation. You know, I don't know if, and I've heard this for years, and this still might bear fruit. I'm expecting Apple to one day say, here's the television, right? Like, this is the streamer. There's no Apple TV box. This is the TV. It connects to the internet. These are your subscriptions. And I guess some of those, and we've seen this. We've seen some of the subscription services already combined. You know, with Time Warner and HBO, they've combined a lot of their offerings. So we've seen some of it. We're moving into a different era. And I hear them. I think the TVs are sooner than later going to just pick up the internet themselves from whatever box you have in your home. And I think a lot of the companies are going to buy themselves. I mean, if you think about Hulu, a lot of people don't know this. Hulu at one point was owned by every single major broadcaster, whether it be Fox or NBC and what have you. I think Disney has taken a majority share. Mm-hmm. And so we're just playing kind of, I don't want to say spin the bottle right now, but big companies swallow little company. But what's the end game? People are going to be paying for this, man. That's just
well, we're going to find a way. We're going to pay because we're going to watch, because that's the one thing. Yeah. We want to watch what we want to watch. So we'll figure out a way, and we're willing to pay for it. It just, like I said, it gets to the point where we can't pay for all of it. So there's going to be like the conglomerates that you know you're going to be okay with, and there's going to be some that fall by the wayside, but they're not going to be gone. So we got to figure out a way to keep them afloat, the little one, if you will, to be able to have still the ability to watch it.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, here's the reality. Man, when they started putting a lot of sports behind and really on cable, people had to pay extra to sit down and watch, whether it was an ESPN or you were tuning into a Turner. You know, not all of these games were on coming in via your antenna. They weren't all coming in, you know, on ABC, NBC, Fox and what have you. You had to pay. And whether you had a cable box or you had DirecTV, and I'm talking about the past 20, 30, almost now 40 years. Yeah. You know, those bills were big. They were cumbersome. And so then when we moved into streaming, and you could just say, man, I don't want no stinking cable, and you can just buy what you want. I mean, I pay $5, I think, a month for the History Channel. Like, there was no way in hell 10, 15 years ago I was buying the History Channel for $5. I had to buy a whole package that cost me like $35 to get a bunch of channels that I did not want. And I think we are going to be moving back towards that direction. No more of the you just got this or you just got that. You know, all these little discounts that people had to save money from cable, those discounts are going by the wayside, I think, in lieu of, you know, larger packages. Hey, times are changing and technology, it certainly moves fast. It really does. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy show we've had. First of all, thank you to Jake Fisher from Yahoo Sports for joining us to talk some NBA. Thank you so much to Fernando Ramirez for joining us to talk about Jim Harbaugh and this, it looks like, a future move as Harbaugh is apparently negotiating his contract with the Los Angeles Chargers. We talked some Major League Baseball. We have three new players entering into the Hall of Fame, Joe Mauer, Todd Helton, and Adrian Beltre. Jim Leland will also be joining in as a manager. We talked about the firing of Adrian Griffin, Terry Rozier being traded down to the Miami Heat from Charlotte in exchange for Kyle Lowry. So we have had a busy day, a busy night. And then right before we went to break, we did talk about the WWE's new streaming deal with Netflix. Yes, Netflix getting involved in live streaming of sports. The WWE, yes, it is scripted, but we know that this is really changing in the world of sports, the NFL with Amazon, et cetera, and what have you. I want to try to get as many calls in as possible. We have limited time. I need you to just please go ahead and make your point. I'm fine. You don't need to ask how I'm doing. In the interest of time, Ralph from Miami, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go ahead quickly.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. To get started, I'll say the cable service is not going to disappear because right now they have dongles where they put like a Amazon Fire Stick behind the TVs. Now the TV companies are starting to put their own app on those devices so you can start streaming. And before I go, Gerard, I want to say so far, when it comes to McDaniel, do you think that his coaching style was the reason why the Dolphins was not doing anything? Because I felt like he just based the offense totally on giving Tyreek the ball, and we did not have like a third.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a matter of injuries. We can look at injuries to Raheem Mostert. We can look at injuries to Jalen Waddle. I think injuries had a big factor as to why Miami crumbled down the stretch. If they want to diversify their offense, yes, it'd be much nicer if they got some bigger, stronger wide receivers. But I'm not going to go ahead and pin that on the coach. Ralph, I want to thank you for calling from Miami. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, yeah.
No doubt about it. Bob is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Bob, quickly.
Hey, the digital boxes are going away a lot quicker than you think. I work for Charter Spectrum, and they're already upgrading. If you cancel your account now, you won't get your box back. They give you an actual streaming box now. They want to convert everything into streaming. They don't want the boxes at all anymore, which is going to drive the price of your internet up over time. And then when you want to access other platforms like Netflix and stuff, they'll eventually start charging you for that, too, just to access those platforms because they still want to sell you the TV through their own streaming service.
That's going to take some time. And I know that that's been in a discussion for a very, very long time. And I know a lot has to do with the government and what gets paid for and what different tiers we potentially have. I know that is a government fight. But, yeah, I would figure having cable boxes produced, I mean, somebody has to pay for these cable boxes and then to distribute them into homes where you don't necessarily have the demand. At some point in time, they're going to have to dry up. Thank you, Bob, for calling from Florida. Hey, Ryan, I want to ask you this as we get ready to roll out of here. What are your thoughts? I mean, are you bothered? Do you care about the streaming? What say you?
I just hate having to have, like, I'm still have a cable box myself, so I guess I'm holding on to what is now slipping away. I like the ease, though, of hitting one button, two to go to CBS, five to go to Fox. Like,
that's right.
The remote's easy versus all these streaming services. If I'm watching one game on Netflix and the other one's on Hulu and then the other one's on Peacock, like, realistically, is it that difficult to go in one app and out the other? No. But if you're watching multiple games on multiple streaming services, it does definitely make it harder to go back and forth and keep up, you know?
Yeah, we are past the point of hitting back on the remote control. That is one area. And I know that's been discussed via a telecom, you know, Roku and Apple TV and what have you. how do you kind of move back and forth with a little bit ease without having to, you know, open this app and close this app? And that is certainly a benefit that we are missing on streaming, that you have the capability of on television. Very, very much so. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and locking into the show tonight. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We will be back tomorrow at the same exact time. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app. Okay, that's AUDACY. And the JR Sport Brief show is everywhere. You don't have to miss it. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Tomorrow is Wednesday. You know what that means? I will be delivering to you a new top six list. We've had a busy day in the world of sports. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. A coach got fired. An NFL guy and Harbaugh might have a new job. So much to discuss. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. You've been locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much, Ryan Hickey. Y'all have a good night. Be safe.